Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And it's always better to be forewarned. We need to be forewarned. We can prepare, and we can strategize, and we can manage and adapt when we're forewarned. So this is a show about the future of this year, of 2014. This is a show that's going to look at the human design system that we've done every year for many years now. We've looked at the human design system for the year. We can actually plug it into an exact day and time, which is January 22nd at 3 in the morning, Greenwich Meridian time. The new year begins. And there's a reason why the human design chooses that moment. It's a certain crystallization that happens at that moment. And then that gives us the design for the year in great detail that we really want to know about, because the human design system is always accurate. And I know that's hard to say that something is always accurate, but I've looked at thousands of charts over the years, and they are true. And people I show the charts to confirm they're true. So let's look at the truth for this year. And to help me do that is a fellow human design analyst. She and I have known each other for many years. We're in the thick of the human design world. We love it. We love to talk human design. We love to know more and more and more about it. And this particular chart for this year is going to be exciting for Regina and I to talk about. So I want to introduce Regina Concretelli, who is going to help us learn about this year. Hi, Regina.
Peter, hello. Thank you for having me do this with you. It is so much fun to really look at the human design chart for the year and use human design in so many different ways, but thank you for having me here.
Sure, and I'm glad that we can talk about it, because you and I spoke about it briefly last night to prepare for this show, and we were amazed at what we saw. This is an amazing year. There hasn't been a year that I can remember with a chart like this.
Well, it certainly carries a lot of power, and it will get people's attention. So if people were planning on having a year that, you know, just kind of ease into it and be pretty relaxed, they're not going to be all that relaxed this coming year.
Right.
There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of potential for upheaval and change. Would you agree?
It's amazing what we're going to be dealing with. And it doesn't, the chart doesn't say change. It actually deals with how we respond to change. If there's no change, there's no reason why this chart could exist. And so we're going to have huge changes that we won't know what to do with. And there's going to be all kinds of confusion. And that's really a lot of what this chart is about. Some of it is good. Some of it has strength that we can manage the changes and try to hold ourselves together. And then there are parts of it where we just, in many ways, lose our minds.
Which is probably a part of the plan, you know. Part of the master plan is to lose our mind and to be more in touch with our emotions. And that's what really has jumped out at me, is how much, you know, more emotional energy that's going to be available that people will be dealing with. Would you like to start from that part?
Well, we already started, so let's continue.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I, when I look at this and going through all the different aspects of it, I'll try not to use too much terminology for people, but, you know, it's very energized, it's pressurized, and there's, the pressure is to feel, and the pressure is that things that can happen in the outside world is going to provoke a lot of different emotions. And maybe people have stayed more in their mind and kind of strategized or not paid much attention to this emotional world that we live in, but that is going to be on the forefront this year.
Well, not only that, but right away we see in the hexagram, I know this is a language that a lot of people aren't familiar with, but these are the I Ching is the book of wisdom that we use, that the human design points to for all of these different traits. And so we're going to draw from that. And I'm looking at the moon. And what the moon shows is that we'll be incompetent this year. We won't be able to use our minds that well. We won't have the mental adequacy to figure things out the way we normally could before. So right away, that, and the moon is about feelings, so right away we're in struggle that the changes that are happening this year aren't reasonable. We can't figure them out. They might be too extreme or too abrupt in ways that we just, you know, lose our minds, and all of a sudden we are incompetent. And we can't work in normal channels of strategy and logic. So all of a sudden we're pulled into an emotional conflict.
Yeah, there's also one of the lines here is the one-track mind. So, there's this tendency to, you know, get locked in on a particular things that have to be a particular way. And
well, that's what fear creates. You know,
exactly, yeah. Exactly. Anxiety. Mental anxiety, which mm-hmm. can, you know, we know that can lead to emotional anxiety.
Right.
But yeah, it's like not, you know, things that relying on the mind is not going to work. And the emotional world is a little more unpredictable and changeable.
Always. Right. So we won't be able to have any logic this year. But we're going to have a one-track mind about holding the fort, about and there'll be a lot of opinions. And I think the one-track mind actually is that there are many, 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 many tracks of different people wanting to hold their opinions and their insights versus everyone else. Everyone's going to have opinions about what to do, where it's going. It's amazing the disruption, and that creates the incompetence of the mental incompetence, is that we can't put it all together.
Yeah, and something else I was looking at is, you know, this potential for people just to totally withdraw and be very aloof. And what's your thoughts on how that's going to work out for people if they try that strategy? This doesn't apply to me. I don't want to get involved. This is too stressful.
Well, maybe that's one way to look at it. The other way is don't rush into choices that you don't know what you're doing. And we have to stay aloof from action in order to protect ourselves if we don't know what we're doing. I go back to my old days in the karate dojo when my brilliant teacher, there were some days when he had everybody stand up and he said, okay, now it's a free-for-all. Everybody attack everyone else. Now, you know, and what was it, what was your first instinct? And mine was to go to the nearest wall or corner.
Exactly.
Right, and I ended up surviving very well in those free-for-alls because I stayed aloof. And, I certainly had to defend myself constantly, but I only from one direction.
And well, what I hear you saying is you know, it's good to, you know, get some of your facts together or really, be you know, have some centeredness
right.
about yourself.
Narrow it down. Narrow down your choices. Understand maybe it's better to be, single-minded, really, just in survival and just hold the fort.
Well, and there is quite a bit of flavor about that. The word is selfishness. that people are going to be a little bit more guarded and tending to themselves, and that seems to be a good strategy for them to use, but to be aware that some people are going to take that to the extreme, the selfishness, and maybe taking things that don't necessarily belong to them. I think particularly the first part of the year we were talking about yesterday, the selfishness that's going to show up.
Right, and this is clearly stated in the design for this year, that there's going to be very strong selfishness. And it's appropriate that if we don't know what's going on, we don't know how to be helpful. And there is later on, we're going to talk about some of the more positive aspects for this year, because there really are some strengths. So the selfishness is an immediate reaction of, I better protect myself. And I have to accumulate all the food I can, for instance, to make sure that there's plenty of food, or whatever else we do to shore up our fortress. It makes sense that people will do that.
And, yeah, it's just the line says the power of selfishness that is powered through envy.
Envy means that I don't want other people having what I can't have.
Exactly, or I want what you have.
Right. Right.
And that could be intellectual property, or that could be, you know, more, you know, mundane practical things. But nonetheless, there's a push for that, in that people just, you know, be aware of that. That someone might take that to the extreme.
Right. And so we have to honor that people are very self-defensive and are protecting themselves. But at the same time, we'll look a little bit later at the opportunities here to work together more.
Okay. Well, so some other things that aren't quite as favorable as that, how Venus is flavoring the chart this year, and that people may not get the same type of influence, or their influence may be limited.
Well, this has to do with formalities, rigidity in society. And so it might be that in people in protecting themselves against the unknown won't talk to you unless they know you or need an introduction. And I see a lot of that already happening, where there are meetings that have been called that I've heard about where they're not open. People are creating alliances with people they can trust. And I think we are in times where we do want to make sure that we're getting the right information. There are so many people out there who are misinformed. The media is extremely misinforming, and a lot of people trust the media in ways that
we shouldn't.
Well,
and I think on the positive side of that is to really that it's strengthening some core communities. You know, that they're
yes,
being more reliant on that.
Right, but that separation of those core communities might be really what the future is, because we've talked about in other shows about our future being smaller. Even though we might have the internet, we might be more intertwined internationally and have a larger world that we can work with, we will prosper better with smaller communities where we all are exchanging our skills and communicating with people we can trust.
Yeah, I see things definitely moving in that direction.
Right. So, the world has gotten not only too big in the way that is frightening, because we become so much aware of disorder and also deception.
Well, it's where people feel they can make a difference and make an impact in a smaller arena. And people are really, really drawn to feel like they belong. So when it's a little bit smaller arena, they can get some of those bonding needs met.
Right. And actually, in Human Design for this year, there really is a very strong trait at Pluto, which is the planet of our karma. And it's the energy to integrate with others in times of struggle. So as we're facing the karma of this year, in other words, the needed changes that have to occur for us to grow and to learn, we might feel better doing that with mutual alliances with friends, family, and others in our world that we can sustain with.
Yeah, I see Pluto, you know, bringing the truth, and it is, you use the word, on the line of alliance. And so how Pluto works is you know, it's like that little rock at the bottom of your shoe, you know, it just keeps, like, working at it until you finally have to make a change and move it. So maybe people might not at first be so willing to collaborate with others or... Because it is on the gate, you know, it does come in with some fighting energy as well. So it's provoking, not provoking, but, you know, strong, you know, purposeful.
And challenging.
Yes.
So in challenge, we do need to work with others, even though it's part of the circuitry in Human Design of individuality. So what we really need to do is ally ourselves with other people whose individual strengths we admire. Right? So let's look at some other opportunities. I call them opportunities. I guess that's what we have to think of this year, is that what we're facing is the opportunity finally to change things to a way that will work in society, but the upheaval to get there is the implosion of the systems that aren't working.
Yeah, and those aren't always pleasant to go through, and it's unprecedented, so people don't know, you know, what the kind of changes that they be, and that there can be a lot of fear and anxiety that we talked about. So it's like, where can people go to? Where, you know, where is the, as you said, opportunity for them to navigate through these changes that are coming?
Right. And so let's talk about the chakra template of Human Design and what that's telling us. And it has a very strong ego this year. And yet the ego is undefined, which means that it's unconscious. So there's going to be a lot of ego strength, and yet it's just a natural instinct to take care of ourselves. When I see people with egos like this, I always congratulate them. I say, oh, look, you know how to take care of yourself. You look out for yourself. So this will be a lot of people looking out for themselves this year. It won't be
And it'll happen naturally. It's like they don't have to figure it out.
Right, and because of that unconscious aspect of it, and so that's really helpful to have that ego that way. Because if the ego in the design this year were undefined, it would mean that our egos are lost, and we really don't have any sense of power, or can, even if we find it, we would lose it right away. But this is certainly a great survival mechanism going on here. Now let's talk about emotions. Because we already spoke about this is going to be a very emotional year. And Regina, what do you see in this chart that is powerfully emotional?
Well, there's a couple of things, but what's powerfully emotional is that it's being fueled by activity that happens in the outside world, that, you know, there's going to be some real high highs and some low lows. And but also I think that it's, you know, what people are going to find through it, I think they're going to find a little bit more of their spirit through all of it.
Right.
You know?
Right, and that's what we see in this design. the solar plexus chakra, which is the emotions, that's how we understand emotions in this system, is through that chakra. That's defined through a portal of emotional spirit. So in other words, not only is it defined emotionally, so in other words, our emotions will be active, but it's defined by the most emotionally spirited plug-in to that chakra that's possible, and it's called emotional spirit. So there's a spiritual context to that. We are here to live deeply rich spiritual lives. That's what our souls have chosen. So that's the spiritual context here, is that we're going to be in it. We're going to be in the depth and the richness of our feelings. And they'll be up and down, up and down, up and down. It's not like, oh, no. It's really that there'll be a lot of highs, too. And then abrupt lows also. So it's not an easy time, and everybody will be, our emotions will be charged all year, one way or the other. Let's look for the good times, too. And that connects to our first chakra, which is the electricity and the energy to move. And that's going to be very vital and alive this year, extremely alive.
Lots of energy, adrenalized, pressurized, and active.
Very active. So many fronts. It's amazing how busy this one chakra is, more than most normally are. So we will be plugged in to all kinds of energy that needs to do things, that has ambition to it. And it has a lot of challenge, a lot of ways that we check others out, we ask questions, we challenge people to challenge us. That's how busy it is. We're constantly going to be provoking. Provocation is one of the biggest traits this coming year. Provoking others, wanting to be provoked. It's we know that things have to change. They not only have to, they are changing, but we know that we need to provoke the opportunities to change as correctly as possible.
Yeah, and then there's this fuel or portal, as you used, for really finding what's meaningful for us, what's purposeful. You know, what do we want to use this energy for? Is there something in this for us? You know, and really being able to struggle for something that we want. You know, the energy, you know, sometimes things are just really worth the struggle.
And that's also a very strong point of this year's chart, is that it has what's called the channel of struggle. And so we will be not only in the struggle, but in the struggle for a greater purpose. We want to have purpose. We want to have results from what we're doing. We want it to work.
Well, and I think people want more meaning in their life. They want some significance. They want a more purposeful life. And this is the energy that's going to help them find it.
Right. And we also have the energy of judgment, which is good. It's the ability to see the trouble, not that we'll miss it, but really to be able to identify what we need to know about it.
And the energy to really fight for it, you know.
Right, but this chart,
to stand up to authority. I think this is beautiful.
Yeah, right.
You know, when people are going to come together to make some positive changes, that they will have the energy to do that. We want to correct this. This is not right.
Right.
It's to change.
That's what we want. But then again, this chart doesn't show a lot about finding answers. So
yeah. this is getting it all started. This is really stirring it up.
Right. So this is a year of stirring it up. We won't know enough this year to actually feel like we've got the answers. Let's hope that next year's chart will have more answers in it. We do have also a lot of caring this year. And so it's not it's not a struggle, an individual struggle where we all feel alone and uncared for and don't want to care for others. It's not that kind of struggle this year. We really will seek alliances and caring alliances where people want to work together and care for each other.
And some new beginnings coming in as well.
Well, that's for sure.
New beginnings.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, and we need. There's another trait in here that I think is also powerful, and it's a deep need for self-expression. Mm. So people are not going to want to stay silent, and there'll be a lot of proclamations. I'm hearing the word proclamations.
Well, it's a very empowering chart that we're looking at, that people will feel empowered and more creative and wanting, you know, finding, expressing, experiencing their uniqueness.
Yes.
I think that's one of the most beautiful parts about it. It so plays into what I'm seeing in the world, is that people want to, who am I? I want to be my own person. I don't want to be homogenized anymore. I don't want to be like everybody else. So there'll be energy to really express that or find that, you know, going another layer deeper with that.
Right, right. The traits of expression of action and emotion are stronger than reason and logic. And yet those emotions also indulge in others in a way that we bring communities together of like-mindedness.
Well, we're going to certainly learn a lot more about the emotions this year, aren't we?
What a year. It's amazing. Every time I look at a human design chart, whether it's a chart for an event or a chart for individual people, it's always astounding how it reveals itself and how true it always is. Every human design, every chart reading I do for people is always amazingly accurate. And the people, half the time, the people are just shaking their heads in wonder, going, oh my God, how does it know me so well?
Yeah, there's a lot here and very... as you said, accurate, but just very into some certain details that a lot of times people can't even articulate about themselves. So I love the language of human design.
Right, right. It's
language is beautiful.
Yeah, so great to talk about.
So much more here to talk about.
Right, but we actually are ready to close the show. I like there is a trait of the Bodhisattva, great nurturer. And that's at Uranus. So involved in sudden change, we're going to really want to be nurturing to people. And there's also the use of force as a last resort. Those are very helpful to see. So I'm glad we can close this show with those strengths of nurturing and not wanting to use force. How does that sound?
Yeah, so take care of yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Take care of yourself.
And each other.
High level of self-care.
And each other.
Team. And remember to take a break, because you can kind of step out of it, as we said, you know, be a little aloof sometimes, so just step back from it.
Regina Concatelli, thank you so much.
Thank you.
How could people reach you?
They can find me on the internet at Align With Your Design, A-L-I-G-N, AlignWithYourDesign.com, and my phone number is 415-454-8275.
That's wonderful. Regina, it's so great always to talk with you, and I know this isn't an easy show for people to listen to. But there are some really good qualities that are coming up, and it's all for the better. It's all to change society so that we can be happier and fulfilled and have what we want in life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Part of the plan.
That's right. Thank you.
We're here by choice right now, so.
Right. Thank you, Regina.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's been delightful.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. Lots of classes going on, all kinds of good stuff. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.